It's Monday, the 29th of December. 9 a.m. And it's a gorgeous morning. Absolutely beautiful. Even nicer than yesterday morning. Sun's already up, although traversing the sky at a low level. At a rate of knots. I took a photograph through the closed vertical blinds in the back bedroom this morning, just before I popped into the shower. And I took another one 10 minutes later when I came out. And the shadow of the trees. You could see the difference, the big difference, in 10 minutes. But it's all blue sky this morning. All blue sky everywhere. It's great. And as I said, the sun's up and it's beaming through between the Wisley conifer and the heavily hacked back laurel bush. Pardon me, I seem to have a bit of a wheeze this morning for some reason. More hot tea. Really frosty last night again. Roofs are all white. Garden, the borders, the grass, everything is white with frost. My pond had about 1/4 inch of ice all over it yesterday. I guess that's going to be up to about 1/2 inch of ice this morning. I'll have to do something about that. What a wonderful, wonderful morning. We slept a wee bit extra long in bed this morning. Extra long. Planned it was. Not spontaneous, just planned. Today, my wife is taking all the decorations down. Well, actually, we are taking all the decorations down. She gets this bug or bee in her bonnet about the new year starting afresh. And she used to leave them up till after the new year was gone. And bit by bit she swirled that down. And now they're coming down the 29th. Next year it'll be the 28th. But I can understand her. It's just, I don't know, I suppose it's just this desire, this drive that's in her to start a new year. I'll have to move because I can't see what's going on in the garden. I'm blinded, not complaining, by that beautiful sun. Yep. Well, you'll learn. Actually, when I stepped out the back door, there was a cock blackbird had grabbed a whole roast tatty for the garden. My wife had put them out this morning from the leftovers from yesterday's dinner. There wasn't many, actually, to be honest. I think it was only two. That was a family dinner. He was trying to escape with it. Didn't quite make it over this new 6-foot fence. It dropped, so he turned back for it, but Mrs. Blackbird was on his case immediately. So that was going to say lucky tatty. That roast tatty is lying where he dropped it. No doubt he'd be back to try and pick it away below her beak. It was a good day yesterday, it really was. It was lovely weather, frosty. We had my wife's sister and her man down, and her bachelor brother, who's in his late 50s, down. It used to be quite a bit of the nieces and nephews and that, but we've changed that. We've got a different routine for that now, and we deal with them on another day. So we had them down, so it was very, very close around the dining table with the good old Irish stew, and tatties, and all the trimmings, things like that. And it was really nice. Really nice. And then we blethered for 2 or 3 hours before they went home. So that was good. I mean, it's lovely to have family around and have a laugh and reminisce about certain things. So I'm feeling very, very good this morning. I guess in a way, I've got about as much drive as my wife now for the new year. Just to see it in and get on and get all those plans into action and not procrastinate, as often happens with near day plans. Sun's lighting up the conifers and the Scots pines, which are, there's not even a breeze, I can't even see anything twitching at all this one. But the needles on those trees are just reflecting the sunshine. It's beautiful. It makes a difference at 9 a.m. too, because it's full light, so I'm not looking at silhouettes, although that in itself is beautiful. But to be able to see what's going on, to get a bit of sunshine in my face. We'll get there, bit by bit by bit. My friend, the sun, will rise ever earlier and set ever later. Ms. Blackbird has found the tatty. The cockbird had just come back out to there and landed on top of the fence above it, but she spotted it first. Or maybe not first, but she got there first. And I guess she's munching into it and saying to him, "You ain't getting it." She's my roast tatty. I'll tell you what. She's had her porridge, and she is demolishing this tatty rate of nuts. You can't possibly eat all that, you'll just be a great big giant fat blackbird. And she's off again, she spotted something else. See, I suppose, you know, when you're like that, and you're doing so much defence to your realm. I'm thinking Denham Elliot when I hear that name, that fool. It was defence off the realm, of course. She has to constantly eat what she can get to keep up her energy reserves. Oh. Now, is that a thrush or a field fare that's landed right in the top of the landing? It's well speckled and a lovely bright throat. It's very difficult at this range. It's at least a thrush. If it was a field fare, that would be even more. Well, maybe not. Because thrushes are very rare now. sitting basking in the sun. Even from here it's a beautiful bird. I wonder if it's thinking of coming in the garden. I'll let it if it wants. I'll go eat some eggs. It's gone. It's gone. Oh well. Still, nice to know there's at least a thrush or a field player in the area.